And how wonderful to go from Joan Armour Trading to Elvis Blue in the same hour to be able to talk to two really fabulous musicians. We spoke to Elvis how long ago? Can't remember. A while ago. And he told me in that conversation that he was going to be releasing a new album at the end of August. We said we would talk to him then. And guess what? That's what we're doing. It's called Miras Genoeg. Hello, Elvis.
That's great. Thank you very much for having me on the show, John.
And you moved from Knysna to Pretoria. Shame, eh?
Look, if you're going to bring out an album called Miras Genoeg, on the day that it releases, you better be in Pretoria. You can't be in Knysna then. You need to be in Pretoria, my God. So here I am.
And the album has spent how long putting – you've spent how long putting this together? Is this very much a COVID project?
Yeah, it is. The day that lockdown started, I started writing. So as long as we've had lockdown, I started writing. And during the breaks, we recorded. And then also lots of virtual recording, which was a new thing. Recording while I'm sitting at home and these guys in studio here in Pretoria. And now today, it came out on all platforms. And I'm super excited about it. And here I am in Pretoria promoting it.
In Pretoria,
Darcy,
Snor City. Huh?
There we go. I wanted to say that, but no one ever gets that. But you've got it, Snor City. There we go.
God, it's a wonderful song. That really, really, is. The lyrics in that are just so funny. And the sort of general mood of the album. How would you describe it?
You know what? There's been so much stuff to write songs about in the last. Yeah, you can get very depressed and then, you know, also kind of very happy. So it's a bunch of themes from lockdown. So fast bite is quite a big theme. Thankfulness is a big theme. I wrote a few songs for my wife and for my kids. And so I also wrote...
Because they fast bite to keep you on.
Yeah. Yeah, shame. They've had to spend a lot of time with me and songs about being stuck in one place and... So quite a variety of themes, but yeah, like I say, it's a lockdown project, and I'm really happy to have been able to make some music out of this whole thing that's happened in the last year and a half.
And all Afrikaans songs, Elvis?
Yes, this album is all Afrikaans.
I mean, no reason why it shouldn't be, but how do you come to a decision like that?
Yeah, do you know what, John? I've done a few English albums, and What I've realized is that if I wanted to really, really seriously pursue English music, I probably should move, you know, because if you're in South Africa and you're an English artist, it's really difficult because you're actually competing with LA and with London and with the entire world of music on a much smaller budget. So Afrikaans music is, I'm Afrikaans speaking, and in Afrikaans I can simply come to Pretoria and then I'm at the Mecca of Afrikaans music, and so I also have great support in Afrikaans, and so a bunch of factors tie in.
But it's not in any way an easy way out, because the Afrikaans music environment is very competitive. There's some extraordinarily gifted songwriters and singers and musicians who are playing in this field.
Yeah, they are. I have released some English material in the last few years, but yeah, I wrote a lot in Afrikaans in the last year, and there it is.
And what activities in Pretoria are accompanying the launch of Miras Genoeg?
Yeah, do you know what? Some radio interviews and some meetings and shooting little videos. You know, these days, if you're launching something, it's on an online platform because during this month, Musica closed down, the last place where you could buy CDs. So now everything is online. So it's basically just running. What I want people to know that it's out there. You know, you can't sell a secret. And so your label is involved in shooting pictures and you smiling here and there and talking. But ultimately, I just want people to hear my songs.
We are going to play the title track, Miras.
Thank you, man.
A little bit of background about the song.
This is a song. You know, sometimes if you start losing stuff that you really love, you become super aware of what you still have left. And oftentimes those are small things that you've overlooked for a long time. So it's a song about being thankful for what you have.
That is, and at this time, that is such a wonderful sentiment to convey in a piece of music. Lovely chatting to you.
Thanks, John.
Try and stay out of 1968 Ford Cortinas. That's a highway to trouble while you're there.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Elvis Blue. The album is called Miras Genoeg, and here is the title track.
Wat dors is vir meer, wat voel hoe die hoop wat jou roep, wat weet hoe dit voel as die wind teen jou draai, jy hou aan tot jy kry wat jy soek. Elke mens wat ek ken soek is kouer, een vriend wat langs jou staan in die reen. As sou die lewe moeilik raak, al hê jou rekening hoe laag, sê jy kan sê, ek het meer as genoeg. As sou ek alles weggee, as sou die jare my breek, is dit die een wat bereid is om alsof te gee, wat kan sê, ek het meer as genoeg. Hier wat kan sê, ek meer as genoeg. Voel die water wat spoor my voete, en sien ek weer hoe glimlach het kind. Asem kost nie geld nie, maar ek weet het is dier, veel te veel, maak selfs een ryk man. Dis die klein goed wat tel in die